Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A curse shall light upon the limbs of men. Domestic fury and fierce civil strife shall cumber all parts of Italy. Blood and destruction shall be so in use, and dreadful objects so familiar, that mothers shall but smile when they behold their infants quartered with the hands of war, all pity choked with custom of fell deeds, and Caesar's spirit, raging for revenge, with Ate by his side come hot from hell, shall, in these confines, with a monarch's voice, cry, heaven!
No.
What?
No, it's too much. It's far too much. I'm not even sure where you're going with it.
He's right, darling. The tone's completely wrong.
Oh, was it the delivery?
No, that was great, really. It's just all a bit...
We're trying to galvanise them, not scare them to death.
Hmm. Too heavy, you reckon?
It's not very you.
Who wrote it?
I did.
What, just now?
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive.
Oh, cheers, mate.
You just need to be yourself. Do what you normally do.
Yeah, you're right. I'll wing it. I'll be off then. Good luck all. We've got one shot at this, so let's make it count. Showtime.
Rusty Quill presents Cry Havoc. Ask Questions Later. Episode 20, Underworld.
That tastes good. Oh, I've been dying for a beer all morning. Oh, anything except watered-down wine. Oh. Would you like one?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Please, let me...
No, it's no trouble. After all, this may be your last drink. Here, take it.
Thanks.
Now then, Charmian... What am I to do with you?
I don't know, my lady.
You deceive me. You prioritize a member of the Roman elite. And then you fail to kill her brother. Really, Charmian, it's rather more than disappointing. It's pathetic.
Yes.
I've given you so much. My time, my trust. Oh, you had great potential. Why did you come back? To throw yourself upon my mercy?
No, I don't deserve it. But I also don't deserve to be hunted down like a dog by the Romans.
You should have thought of that before you escaped, my dear.
I didn't. I was rescued.
Rescued?
Octavia and her friends at the theater, behind her brother's back.
Really? Huh. That's very interesting. But irrelevant for now. That mission was your last chance to prove your obedience. Not only did you not kill Caesar... But you allowed yourself to get caught. The position you put me in was intolerable. Can you think of one good reason why you should not be taken from this room and executed?
Your Majesty, I did try.
This is murder, girl. You don't get points for effort. Besides, I've only got your word, and what good is that to me? Perhaps you stayed your hand. You didn't have the guts.
No!
Perhaps your little fling with that trollop from the theater made you forget whose side you're on.
That isn't true.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir! Mark Antony was already there. If it wasn't for him, then Gaius would be dead. Please. I am loyal. I did not betray you when I was caught.
I'd expect nothing less. But your glass isn't shaking. A test of conviction and truth. I believe you would have killed him.
Yes.
The failure was not your own. We could have hardly predicted Mark would be so reckless. Your ability was never in doubt. But I needed to see the fire in your eyes. To know your heart remains with Egypt.
It does, my lady.
And yet, there's the matter of this manuscript you brought us. A new play by Octavia, I take it?
Yes.
You wish to hear it read? Why?
I'm curious.
More than curious. This would have been your last request. A final unfortunate testament to your lack of sound judgment of late.
It's just that no one's ever written me anything before. That's all. Your Majesty?
About you. You inspired it.
She gave it to me just before I fled the city. And I thought, if there's nothing else for me, then at least before I die, I can find out how the story goes. I mean, it might be rubbish.
It might. But I am intrigued. The Romans are usually so busy hating us. It'd be nice to read something that bucked the trend. Very well. We have the time.
You'll read it?
Yes, out loud. If you're very lucky, I may even do the voices.
We're performing in 3 hours. Did Gaius give any indication at all why he wanted to see you?
When summoned by a politician, one shouldn't ask any questions.
But we've enough to do as it is.
You didn't need to come.
What, and give him a chance to con you into rewriting another of my plays? You're right.
Octavia, I am wounded.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You know I can't. I like bribes. But it'd have to be a large one to make me do it again, I promise you.
Well, thanks. That means a lot.
Okay, here we are. Do I just knock or... Oh, hello.
Lepidus?
What is it? What do you want? You haven't any proof.
We're here to see my brother.
Oh, I see. Nothing wrong with that, is there?
Are you all right? You look like you haven't slept.
What? Oh, yes, of course. Everything is fine. Fine. Who said it wasn't? Was it you?
No.
Likely story. Don't hurt me.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know, but I wish he'd been this good when he was on stage.
Lepidus, you're meant to be finding us a priest. Time's of the essence.
Yes, sorry, got distracted. Do excuse me. Sorry, important business. Hush, hush. Ta-ta.
Seriously, what's up with that?
Yes, well, you know Lepidus. Nose to the grindstone, up all night.
And why do you need a priest?
Just a routine check. Talk to the gods, see how we're doing, that sort of thing. Ah, there you are.
Oh, good afternoon, Sagacity.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Your company is performing tonight, isn't it?
Correct, Caesar. A repeat of our riotous comedy, The Crown Jewels.
Is that the one about the tragic death of my father, Julius?
Yes. We can change it if you like.
No, we can't.
No, whatever. It's okay, you go ahead. Might even be appropriate.
What was that?
In fact, I want to book a few tickets, if that can be arranged.
You've already seen it.
My mother wants to see it again. Just give us a couple of seats up at the back. Nothing conspicuous.
Yes, Caesar, of course.
Oh, and I'm inviting some friends along. If you can squeeze them in.
Yeah, anything for you. How many?
About a dozen or so. With their plus ones. Probably some guards, too. You know what? Let's book out the first two rows. Can I do that?
Oh, yes. We'll have to shift a few cultists, but that's easily done.
Gaius, what's this all about?
Don't you want any business?
Since when have you cared?
Octavia, it's a work thing. Take some clients out to dinner and a show, swing their votes in the Senate, yada yada. Can we do it?
Nothing would grant me more joy.
Right. Right at the front?
Right at the front.
Glorious. I'll settle the account later. I know where you are.
And I know where you are.
What?
Nothing.
Good. Well, that's all. Off you go. I'm sure you're both very busy.
Writing more jokes at your expense.
That's it. Keep up the good work. Bye now.
The first two rows. This is how you sell out.
Selling out is right. You're a government stooge.
A government stooge who can buy new shoes. What's with the frown?
Something isn't right here. He's got a gleam in his eye. It's very unusual.
Don't be paranoid.
I tell you, I don't like it.
Darling, we're staging a play of yours to a sellout crowd, and everyone will say how brilliant you are. Isn't that enough?
You know it isn't.
Ugh, writers. Never satisfied.
So, lads, that's about the size of it. We're close to the finishing line, but I need you for one last caper. What do you say?
Well, it's like this, sir. We want to help you out, you know that. But we can't feed our kids on promises.
Yeah, we've been patient and all, and given you more time when you've asked for it.
But to ask us to wait even longer, with more work involved...
Exactly. Well, it's kind of...
You reckon it's taking a piss?
A bit, yeah.
What you're proposing sounds a right laugh. We'd love to do it. but without cash up front.
Most of the boys are talking about rioting tonight.
As bad as that?
Yeah, it could get pretty ugly.
Lads, I hear what you're saying. We're all up against it, and I can't expect the men's support without putting my money where my mouth is. So that's exactly what I've done.
What's with the mystery box?
So confident am I in the outcome of this little venture that I'm sticking this up as collateral. Feast your eyes, lads.
Oh, mate! Oh, now that's what I'm talking about.
I sold my summer house for some cold, hard cash because, damn it, we all need to make sacrifices. And there's another 25 chests outside. You reckon that's enough to pay for an extra night's work?
I'd say the boys will be very on board. We always believed in you.
Just give the word, sir. For the glory of Rome!
Yes! Let's go over the plan again. If we get this right, we're home and dry.
Enter Poppaea, still dressed as an Egyptian servant. Shauna turns and laughs. Shauna, let's get you out of those silly clothes. Poppaea, as my lady commands. They laugh, embrace, and cling on to one another. Though they may joke, they fought hard for this moment. We sense it will last them a lifetime. Audience applause. End.
Wow.
Not bad at all. The jokes are still a touch broad for my taste, but the passion is unmistakable. Did you enjoy it?
I did. Quite a lot, actually.
I suppose it takes a few attempts for a writer to find their voice. You've been a good influence. It's also clear to me how much she feels about you.
You think so?
An elite Roman woman defies her class to adore a foreign servant. She's even given it a happy ending.
She was always naive like that.
It's obvious that the two of you were very much in love.
Well, I don't know about that. But the sex was great.
TMI, Charmian.
Yes, sorry. I think if it wasn't love, then it was something very close to it.
Charmian.
It was new and exciting, and it's over. And I'm sorry. If you so will it, then I'll be proud to serve you till my dying days. And my heart remains with Egypt. But I can't regret the days I spent in the theater with her.
I'm really not sure how to feel about this. I must deplore you fraternizing with a Roman. Mind you, which of us hasn't?
That's different. You're a queen.
And you're a servant. But you're also brilliant.
Me?
It's what makes this so difficult. You're one of the brightest and most courageous people I've ever met. And I've met Sextus Pompey.
So have I.
What? When?
Well, I actually...
You were on the pirate ship. Oh, don't tell me. Trying to mount a rescue of your lady love. Oh, Charmian.
I imagine my future prospects look pretty bleak right about now.
Yes, they bloody well do. And yet, maybe that silly play has calmed my spirit. But you remind me so much of myself. My real self, beneath the crown. That which I keep locked away. You love me, don't you?
Yes.
You know you cannot stay in Rome.
Yes.
And even as I read that play, you committed it to memory?
Yes, I did.
Wait there. Siddiqui, can we sail to Egypt?
Alas, the captain says we cannot.
Well, Charmian?
Yes, my lady?
It seems we have an evening free. Shall we spend it at the theater?
Okay, everybody, thumbs out, masks on, get to your places. Not long now.
Quintus, I just had a thought.
Antulus, I don't want it.
It was just... do we really need the masks? We could express a lot more with our faces.
And they make the kissing scenes a bloody nightmare.
And how else would you communicate the personality of your characters?
Acting.
I'd love to revolutionise theatre, but we're not doing it tonight. Masks on.
Oh, I was glad shot.
Octavia?
Hey, everyone! Big crowd out there. Lots of buzz. You all look great.
Too much, darling.
Basila, I wanted to say again...
You don't have to, Mom.
But I feel I...
No, really. Please.
I'm not doing very well, am I?
No, but you'll feel better after applause. Any sign of our VIPs in the front rows?
Well, they're only a bunch of dusty old senators.
Oh, my favourite kind. Lots of money and always so grateful.
Well, try to control yourself. My brother's greeting them now.
Decius, hello! Basila, so glad you made it. And your lovely lady wife, too.
Thanks for the tickets, old boy.
Silo, not at all. Wanted to show no hard feelings. You know my mother, of course.
Hello.
Good evening, Atya. Looking forward to seeing the show?
I doubt I'll see anything. We're right at the back.
Oh, dear. We're a...
Front row there. Best seats in the house. Enjoy the show.
Ah, thank you.
Why can't we sit at the front?
I've seen this one already. Give the others a chance.
You didn't want to cough up the extra money, did you?
Believe what you like, Mother.
Cheapskate.
Yep.
Evening, Caesar.
Nay so. Front two rows, that's it.
Do I have time for a pee?
They'll be starting soon. But there's a bucket behind your seat.
Oh, splendid.
Yes. Not long to go now.
Octavia!
Yes, hello? Sorry.
Front of house have given us the all clear. We're ready to go.
Right. Yes.
You should get to your seat if you want to watch the play. We may even do it properly this time.
Well, I guess we can't build a reputation on plays that go wrong.
You'd be surprised. Anyway, go. Look, I'm sorry Charmian isn't here. I liked her, eventually. But we've got a show to do, and wishing that she was here isn't going to bring her back.
You never know. It's my...
Charmian!
Hey!
Oh, well, clearly I don't know what I'm talking about. The fact remains...
Yes, could you give us a moment?
What? No, I can't. We need to start.
Please, Quintus.
Yep, sure. One moment. Why not? I hate theatre.
Hey, so... I wasn't sure if you'd even want to see me again after the way things ended. But I...
Come here.
Wow! Okay. Mm. Yeah.
I missed you.
Yeah. I missed you too.
Oh, sorry. I thought you'd gone. Why'd you come back?
To see you again.
Really?
Yeah. And, I read your play.
You did?
Well, a friend read it for me. Actually, to tell the truth, the immortal Queen of Egypt read it for me. But anyway, I liked it. So, here I am.
What? Really? I thought Cleopatra was going to kill you.
So did I. But she liked the play so much she bought a ticket instead. She's out there in disguise. Said you finally wrote me a part that's actually worth playing.
Oh, she did she? Where is she? I'll spit in her eye.
Not now. We've got a show to do.
What? You mean you want to be in the play? Tonight?
Yeah, I do. You wrote some nice lines. It'd be a shame to waste them.
But Charmian, we're not doing it tonight.
Why not?
No one knows the lines.
I do.
Really?
Of course. How about you? I mean, I take it you were playing Poppaea.
How do you know?
Lucky guess. So... for old time's sake.
Quintus?
Yes? Can we get on with the show?
Sort of. We're changing it.
Changing it?
Yes, changing it. To the new play.
The new play?
Yeah, bit short notice, but that's what we're doing. Tell the others.
But I... No. No, no, no.
I thought you'd say that, but consider this.
I don't want to, please.
I know the lines, and she knows the lines, and let's face it, that's 90% of the play. And we can reuse all the sets and the props and...
And we can do it tomorrow, surely.
No. It's my last night in Rome.
Is it?
Yes.
Right. So, this is our only chance, it turns out. So if we could,
We can't.
Please.
I suppose you could always order me.
I've never done it before, and I'm not going to start now.
Everyone, change of plan. We're doing the new stuff instead.
What?
We're debuting a brand new play, and it starts in 30 seconds.
But that's mad!
madness!
It's theatre! Roll with it!
Quintus.
Thank you. Are we really?
Sometimes I think crucifixion would be so much easier. Places, please! Ladies and the rest of you, good evening, one and all. Yes, settle down. I know we're all excited. Woo-hoo! Oh, thank you, madam. Welcome to tonight's performance of The Crown Jewels by the Palatine Players. Now, I feel personally that theatre should surprise us. And tonight I've discovered just how surprising it can be. So, in an unexpected, but I hope exciting change from the evening that was advertised, we are in fact doing a totally different play. Yep. It's never been performed before, even by us. So, you know, let's run it up the flagpole and see who salutes it. From the celebrated author of The Crown Jewels and The Passionate Pirates, we seek to stimulate and entertain you with the stage debut of... whatever this is called.
The Girl from
Egypt. Now give us your applause and take it away.
Wow! Compared to Thebes, where I come from, this city of Rome is so different. The sights, the sounds, the stench. I've seen three men pissing in the street. I wouldn't have cared, but they were all senators. Here comes a lady. Excuse me?
Yes, what is it?
I'm newly arrived in Rome. I've come to earn my fortune.
A fortune? My, did you pick a bad time.
You mean there are no jobs?
Oh, there are plenty of jobs. You just won't get paid for them.
Oh, my. That'll hit him where it hurts.
Mother, you're talking about my government.
Well, you should run it better.
May I interest you in a position?
That's very tempting, madam. But I ought to get a job first.
If you'll excuse me, I need to go and check on something.
But you'll miss all the jokes.
I'm sure you'll repeat them at me all week, as usual.
Suit yourself.
You saucy girl. I meant I could find a use for you at home.
Oh, I bet you could.
How is it? Bit jumpy, aren't we? I hope you're keeping it together in there.
Of course I am. No one suspects a thing. Is everything prepared?
The men are in position.
And Fulvia?
She won't let us down.
Okay. Give our friends time to get comfortable. Maybe half an hour.
Don't tell me you're enjoying the play.
Hardly. You know, I'm fairly sure that's Octavia on the stage.
I didn't know she acted.
There's no limit to her ego. The other girl's voice is familiar too. I can't quite place it.
Never mind that. Keep your head in the game. Everything to play for.
Yes. Funny. To think that our troubles will be over soon, one way or the other. We'll either be winners or dead.
Oh, sure. Hilarious.
No, I cannot marry him. I shall have to write him a message and tell him I have a headache.
I have to hand it to her. Over halfway through and it's not gone too badly.
Not too badly? I had to learn an entirely different role between scenes.
Priscilla.
I get treated better on the streets. There's no way you can keep me in this company.
How about a 10% pay rise?
Yeah, that'd work.
There. Now to call for... Oh, but do I dare? The very sight of her makes me... No, I shall simply have to control myself. She is but a lowly servant, and I am a dignified Roman woman. Shana?
My lady calls again so soon.
Oh, you are but a dignified servant, and I am a lowly Roman woman.
Pardon?
I'm all mixed up. I'm not well.
Not well? In that case, should I...
No! Don't come any closer.
The fever gets worse with every step that brings you nearer.
You feel warm?
Oh, hot, I'd say. Very hot. Because, I must confess, my spirit yearns. My body trembles, my vision clouds. For when I look at you, I do not see a servant. I see the one with whom I wish to spend my life.
Your life? Indeed.
Yes, if it were possible.
And if it wasn't?
Then I'll weep. I'll weep until the banks of the Tiber break.
You cannot mean these things.
But I do.
Then it isn't fair to say them. You have the right to choose your path. But what do I have?
You have my heart, if you want it. Anything I can offer is yours. I would tear down the world for you.
You don't know how.
Then teach me.
No one would understand. We couldn't even love in public.
Then let this audience be our public.
All right. But let's do it properly.
Charmian, what are you...
See? I remove the mask. I hide nothing from you.
Nor I from you.
Fuck me, you're gorgeous.
You too.
A kiss, my love? I'm told actions speak louder than words.
You're on.
That's sweet, isn't it? Well, so nice that Octavia's getting some action at last.
You have no idea what happens in our house, do you? Wait a moment. That girl! It's her! She's the one who tried to murder me!
Well, I'm sure she had her reasons.
Well, she won't get away this time. I'll make sure of... Ah, at last.
Hang on a mo. What's happening?
Stay calm, Mother. Everything is under control.
But what are all those big, hairy soldiers doing here? Clear off, you lot! You're ruining the show!
Please remain in your seats. This is official business. Hello, hello, hello. After a day in the Senate, it's refreshing to see so many smiling faces. Please, don't get up. For the majority of you, there's no cause for alarm.
Get out! You have absolutely no right to storm in here like this.
I think this gives me the right.
Yes, well, of course. Let me know if you'd like a programme.
Mark, what the fuck?
Sorry, Octavia, security matter.
This is disgraceful.
Appalling behaviour.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Okay, men. In the front two rows of the audience, you'll find 12 senators. They are to be arrested immediately.
Arrested? On what charge?
On the charge of conspiracy to commit mass murder and to overthrow the Republic!
What?
Oh, this is bad.
Dad? Dad, what are you doing?
Stay out of this, son. You better tell your actor friends to pack it in and go home. Show's over.
You had to do this now.
As good a way as any to get 12 traitors in one place at the same time. Finally, culture has a purpose. Cheers, Octavia.
Seriously, Mark, I'll make sure you get so much shit for this.
Just doing my job, keeping us safe.
Safe?
All right, men. No point hanging about. Arrest those traitors and anyone who tries to stop you.
Yes, sir. Okay, come on, you lot. You heard what the man said.
No! Oh, we're innocent, please!
Yeah, heard it all before. Come on, get him outside.
Mark!
Gaius, plan's working like a charm. You should get to the Senate.
I will. But the girl, Cleopatra's servant, she's here!
Hey, where?
Look, she's... No, she was right there! Where are the actors?
I told them to go home.
You what? We've got to find her.
We haven't got time for that. We've got more important fish to catch.
But she needs...
Stick to the plan and get to the Senate. I'll keep things moving here. Go on, piss off. Piss off!
Right, fine. See you later.
Stupid boy.
Come on, you two. Quickly.
Charmian?
I'm here. Oh. I'm here.
Praise Bacchus for the stage door. Now then. Hide. Run for the hills.
We're not running.
Octavia, your brother recognized Charmian. And I doubt he's your biggest fan right now either.
What about you?
Who knows what my future holds after tonight? I expect I'll be found guilty of harboring a fugitive in a romantic comedy. It's new, I'll give you that.
Well, I'll protect you.
You'll have a job on protecting yourself, dear.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. Well, it's not entirely true. I'm terrified. But what a show to go out on.
They're dragging out those senators. Do you think they're really guilty?
I've got a funny feeling they're as surprised as the rest of us.
Clear the path! Clear the way!
Everybody, please go back to your homes. We're just arresting a dozen senators for conspiring against the state. There's nothing to see here.
Please! Please! There's been a mistake. We're innocent.
Oh, shut it, Cillo. Your assassins have already drawn first blood.
What?
Thanks to your rabble, over 300 esteemed patriots of Rome may die. How many more will you kill before you're satisfied?
I don't know what you're talking about, really. Someone, listen to me.
We don't listen to traitors, do we?
Fulvia, my darling wife. Don't let your feminine emotions run wild.
I can't help it, husband. When I see those 12 cringing cowards, I feel sick for the brave men who died at Philippi, fighting for a safer and juster republic.
I feel it just as strongly, but we must convey these men to prison, where they will await their trial in a fair and honest court of law.
But they're guilty. We know they're guilty, don't we? Rome demands justice now.
Oh, don't please, you're going to help us.
Drive out the traitors. Rid us of their perfidious filth.
General, sir, what do we do? They could tear the prisoners to pieces.
Stay back. I won't endanger the safety of our men to save those pricks. Besides, they're the reason you lot couldn't get paid on time.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, well, in that case, keep back, lads. We're sitting this one out.
Fellow men of the Senate, the conspiracy I uncovered is the most unconscionable and heinous assault on the freedom of our government since the killing of my own father, the divine Julius. That 12 of our own trusted colleagues could hatch a plot so ruinous in its scope and evil in its application. It turns my very blood to ash just to think of it. My colleague Lepidus feels the same.
I'm so tired. So tired.
Their assassins could strike at any moment. We're all of us in danger.
It grieves my heart to see our number so sharply reduced already, and to know there are those across the country beyond the reach of our protection. Had we not acted when we did, your lives would even now be forfeit, for who knows how many of us these traitors plan to destroy! But my friends, we have caught and arrested the conspirators! Their assets and properties will be seized as recompense. That money will be used to hire more guards to defend us, more soldiers to fight for us, more food to fill their bellies and keep them constant.
What of those statesmen already dead?
Their assets, too, shall be donated to a just cause. The defense of Rome and its people. The good Lepidus himself has been to the Temple of Apollo to pray and seek the guidance of its priests. And what did they say, Lepidus?
So many dead. So many dead.
Okay, they said the auspices were strong. An eagle descended on a rat, tore into its flesh with its talons, and then discharged upon a priest. I don't need to tell you how good a sign that is. My friends, trust in our strength. Our supremacy is assured. Long live the Republic!
They're getting carried away over there. Rioting, looting, setting things on fire.
You wanted an angry mob, darling, so that's what I got you.
One of your best, I have to say. Could even be your finest work.
Thank you. There's something so stimulating about a good riot.
You've got trouble written all over you. And believe me, I've checked. It's all smooth sailing from here.
But darling, You're forgetting Gaius. While he lives...
Yeah, I've thought of that.
You've got the armies back now. Any senator who stood against you is either powerless or dead already.
Yeah. I don't need Gaius to take the hit for any mistakes. We won't be making any more from here on out.
And in the wanton chaos of tonight, anything could happen to him. We'll never get a better chance.
You're right. I guess I've got one more job to do tonight.
A soldier's work is never done.
We're going far, you and me. Right to the very top.
Oh, Mark. I can top you any day. Come back home when you're done. I fancy a spot of looting myself. There's a brooch I had my eye on. I'd say I've earned it, haven't I?
Yeah. See you later.
Remember, don't come home until he's dead.
Well, I guess it's time. Sorry, Julie. If you're looking down on us, as usual, nothing has worked out the way you planned.
Nothing ever does.
Hello, Cleo.
Hello, Mark.
I thought you'd left for Egypt.
I stayed to see a Roman comedy. I can't say I enjoyed the punchline.
Just some internal restructuring.
Those men were beaten to death.
Their insides were restructured. Exactly. How long have you been standing there?
Long enough. Charmian isn't the only one who knows how to stay undetected.
And where is your little spy?
Sent onwards to my ship, to ready our departure. Rome doesn't feel like a very safe place right now.
It will be. I'll see to that.
So I just heard. Were you to find yourself going east? Alexandria is always open to you. We could carry on that talk we started.
Yeah. I'd enjoy that, you know, if I have the time.
Obviously, if you have the time.
General Anthony?
Yeah, what is it, Drusus?
The men are raiding the traitors' homes. Do you have any orders?
They can't take anything from the first house, but the rest belongs to Rome. Sound fair?
Yes, sir. You joining the fun?
No, I've got something else to take care of. If Her Majesty would excuse me.
What did you call me, sir?
Not you, I meant Cleopatra.
There's no one there, sir.
I wouldn't be too sure of that. You can never tell with these people.
You don't mean Egyptians.
I mean women. Have a good night.
Looks like your ship's about ready.
They don't want to keep her waiting again. She might not be so merciful a second time.
Is she really that bad?
She clicks her fingers, people die.
Oh. Wow. Are you going to be okay?
I guess that depends on what she thought of my performance tonight. That's a joke?
Doesn't sound like it.
I'll be fine. Really. She knows I'll never fail her again. Which also means... Well...
No more of...
us. Yeah. No.
Maybe I could just run up onto that ship and refuse to get off it until it gets back to Egypt.
Hey! I can't stop you.
I've always wanted to go there. Your people are just so much more advanced than us. You've got culture. You've been around for thousands of years.
Yeah, well, we've been conquered several times over, so it's not all fun. But I wish I could take you to the library. You'd love it.
The library?
In Alexandria.
Oh, the library.
Yeah.
You ever go in?
Sure, but I couldn't read anything.
Oh, the greatest collection of literature and learning in the entire world.
Yeah. Just sitting there, waiting for...
us.
You could read it all to me. As you know, I'm a fast learner.
I'd like that. It's goodbye, isn't it?
Yes. I've already pushed my luck more than I can dare.
And I can't run away. Quintus and the players, I've landed them in so much trouble. I need to help them.
We did kind of screw them up.
And someone's got to keep an eye on Gaius. Tonight was... The Gaius I grew up with, he'd never use the army like that. Ever. It's got to be Mark.
Has it? Power does things to people.
My brother's too boring to get corrupted. But he's easy to push around. I should know.
Yeah, but... have you ever seen a ruthless streak in him?
All this tonight. Those men beaten to death. That
can't be him.
Octavia, whatever happens, you've got to stay smart. Okay? You need to be very, very smart.
You think I'm in danger?
Name a single person who isn't. If ever in doubt, just think to yourself, what would Octavia do? And remember who you are. Okay?
I love you.
I said okay.
Okay, yes. I will. You be smart too.
I don't know any other way to be.
Charmian, I really want to see that library with you.
I'll keep hoping.
I'll never stop.
Whoa! Whoa! Good boy. Good boy. Well, that was exhilarating. Charmian, is everything prepared?
Yes, my lady. We can leave at once.
Octavia, thank you for your hospitality.
No problem.
And congratulations on the new play. Don't give up. You're getting better every time.
Thank you.
Now then, come along, Charmian. Don't keep me waiting.
I'm sorry. I have to go.
I know.
Goodbye. I love you. Never stop.
I won't. I won't. I promise. I won't.
The trick is to ensure we're never in debt again. Lepidus, could you hand me the grain tallies for the Caucasus? Lepidus?
Hmm? Here.
These are blueprints for a temple renovation. Lepidus, snap out of it.
Sorry. Yes.
You have to put tonight behind you. We both do. You think you're the only one with a conscience? Do you?
No.
Nobody's happy about this evening. But the best thing we can do now is get our heads down and govern the country. Ah, Mark. How's it going? Are the 12 safely put away?
They're dead, if that's what you mean.
Dead?
Yeah. Fulvia's Rentum have got a little, overzealous, shall we say?
Was that necessary?
Unless you actually wanted a very embarrassing public trial. The problem with you is, you've got no killer instinct.
Well, I don't enjoy it like you do.
Lepidus, could you wait outside?
Yes. If you'd like.
I would.
Where is that grain tally? Ah, here we are. Yes.
Gaius.
We'll need to increase our grain supply from somewhere. I don't want us relying on Egypt.
Gaius.
Sicily would be ideal, but Sextus Pompey isn't letting go.
Gaius.
Would you look at this? The governor of Antioch wants a holiday. Paid! Doesn't he know we're in a recession? Well, we're.
See, the thing is, Gaius, we've got the army back now.
Yes, that makes things easier.
And he who holds the army holds the balance of power in the Republic.
True, true.
They need have no fear. They answer to no one. They have no opposition.
Indeed.
No opposition means no problems, which is good, because when I see a problem, I like to solve it once and for all.
Until the next time, of course.
Next time?
We've dealt with our first crisis for the moment, but money and food in order, well, they're the sort of problems that never go away. Then you've got building projects, petitions, administration of the regions, Hispania, Cilicia, Africa, the list goes on. Diplomatic disputes, tax fiddles. Oh, we've got a bandit problem in the north, and the south, and the west, and actually in the east too now, think of it. And this is just to start with.
Right! Wow.
What's the sword for?
Just scratching my back with it. Ooh, yeah. There we go. So, you're happy? Cracking on with all the admin, then.
We've both got our work cut out for us, and Lepidus. But I don't mind bearing the brunt for now. I live for this sort of thing, really.
Yeah, well, someone's got to.
Why don't you take a holiday? You deserve one after all you've done tonight.
Maybe. Yeah. Might head out east for a spell.
Why not? Drop in on Parthia, knock a few heads together.
Yeah, sounds right up my street. Tell you what. Lepidus.
Yes?
Let's all of us have a toast to the new special relationship.
To the new special relationship.
Majesty.
Siddiqui, how long until Alexandria?
With prevailing winds, the captain says no more than 3 weeks.
Tell him to make it 2.
Your Majesty.
Well, Charmian, what did you think of your first visit to Rome?
It had its ups and downs. Fell in love, broke my heart. Life's an education.
The real problem with Rome is the Romans. Of course you could say that about anywhere.
They're not all bad. I mean, not all of them are bad.
I'd spare a few. At the very least, a handful. Oh, I dare say we haven't seen the last of them yet.
Will we ever go back, do you think?
Unlikely. But if we ever do set foot in Rome again, there's only one way I'm doing it.
Yes?
As its conqueror.
Cheers! Cheers. There you are, Lepidus. This should put a smile on your face.
Thank you, boys.
And if the wine doesn't, then we have a surprise for you.
An early birthday present.
I'm not sure I want to think about my birthday ever again. Is this... it's the deed to my house.
Yes, and it's yours once again.
Mine?
Went on the market this afternoon. Inflated price, of course, because everyone's out for themselves these days. But what are friends for, eh?
I've got my home back! Oh, thank you, boys! Thank you!
Don't mention it.
The three of us are a team. We look out for each other.
I'll say. I'll drink to that, huh?
Gaius! Octavia, now isn't the time.
Shut up, Mum! Gaius, you've got to do something!
Hello, Octavia. What's this about?
Don't you know what's happening out there? The mob's growing. They're killing people. Wait. Are you toasting?
Yeah. Want some?
You shits!
Eh?
What?
Even me?
All of you!
Octavia, don't!
Rome is burning. It's actually fucking burning. And you're all so fucking pleased with yourselves!
I can see you're upset, but...
Upset?
Bit of domestic strife, eh, Gaius?
Dad!
Ah, shit.
What have you done? The soldiers are looting. They're tearing down houses. They're dragging out families.
Only the guilty ones.
There are no guilty ones.
Antullus is right. Even if those men were conspirators, what have their families got to do with it? This isn't justice.
Anyone guilty of an unjust act will be reprimanded in the morning.
People are dying.
This is Rome. People die every day.
Are you sure you won't have some wine? It did wonders for me.
I don't want any pissing wine.
Octavia, let's get you home. There's nothing you can do here.
Though you may be able to provide an explanation as to what a convicted criminal was doing in tonight's performance.
I...
You even appeared to be quite intimate. Unless that was acting.
Was it? Sister?
No.
Mother, take her home. I think that would be best for everyone.
Yes, so I see.
You're a shit, Gaius. A snivelling little shit.
We'll have to keep an eye on her in future. Write that down, Lepidus.
Oh, I... certainly.
Gaius?
Yes, Mother?
Be very, very careful.
I will, Mother.
Antullus, you should go home too.
No, I'm not leaving until you explain what this is all about.
We're running a country. What's it look like? We're running a whole bloody republic. No one said it'd be easy, did they?
Dad.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Go home, son. We'll talk in the morning.
Good night, Antullus.
Yeah.
Oh, Antullus.
What?
You were good tonight. In the play.
You didn't see it.
No. Yeah.
It's been a long night.
You can say that again. The wine's sour. I'm turning in.
You did great work today.
Yeah, well, Let's keep up, eh? Hey, wait a moment. If the assassins are killing all the names on that birthday invite list, are we okay?
You mean you and I could suddenly wind up dead tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, actually, you're both safe. You see?
Oh. Hang on. You weren't inviting us to your own birthday party.
Well, we see each other so often as it is, so I thought to...
Incredible. Night.
Yes. Well, you ought to rest too.
I will.
What's that?
Hmm? Oh, just a letter. A messenger gave it to me on the way here.
My dear Gaius Octavius Caesar, if you're ever in the neighborhood, my home is your home. Yours, Cleopatra. P.S. Mark was in your room to kill you. Just thought you'd like to know.
What's it say?
Oh, just something for me to think about.
All these letters and messages. It gets so confusing sometimes. I was only thinking earlier how this whole ghastly business with the senators and the assassins would never have happened if you hadn't mixed up those two lists.
Yes.
Accidentally, I mean. Accidentally?
Go home, old friend. Sleep. We've got a lot to do tomorrow. It's time we started getting things done.
Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. The series is created by David K. Barnes and directed by Amani Zardot. This episode was written by David K. Barnes. It was edited by Nico Vitese, Catherine Seaton, and Catherine Renella, with scoring by Sam Jones. Today's episode features Harry Roebuck, Kazim Tosin Amore, Sarah Lambie, Lara Sawalha, Beth Eyre, Andy Seacombe, Benjamin Garrison, Aaron Lewis Cadogan, Ellie Dickens, and Sarah Aga. Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is produced by Natalie Winter, Catherine Lindemann, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.